It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
Yes, thank you, Ryan. Okay, so Dream Industrial REIT, the symbol is DIR.UN, and it's trading at a price of $10 right now, and it provides a very attractive yield of 6.9% currently. So Dream Industrial is a real estate investment trust. It owns about 220 industrial properties across Canada, which is equal to 20 million square feet of gross leasable area. I took a look at the company for Michael here, and overall, there wasn't anything that made me really excited while I was doing my analysis. There are a few key things that I look for in a REIT when I'm starting to analyze it, and one of the most important things that I'm looking for is I want to see that cash flow per unit is growing, that it's going up, moving in the right direction. And I don't just mean cash flow, overall cash flow. So a lot of times companies they'll do acquisitions, they'll do deals where they can grow their cash flow from $50 million a quarter to $70 or $100 million to $150. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the cash flow is growing on a per unit basis. So I want to see that per unit cash flow to ensure that whatever the company is doing is accretive for their investors. I also want to make sure that the asset quality is high. I want to make sure that the debt levels are reasonable and that they're covering their income distribution with free cash flow and have a margin of safety. So this is the payout ratio, analyzing the payout ratio. Looking at Dream Industrial, the first thing I see is that cash flow per unit has declined this year compared to last year. In the quarter, cash flow per unit was down about 10% and down 6% year to date. So this is not a good sign for us because really what we're looking for to drive the share price long term is growing free cash flow per unit. We want to see that growing, and that is what's going to drive the unit price higher long term. So looking at the asset quality, I don't personally know the company's assets, but one thing that we can look at is we can look at the same asset growth, the growth in same assets. So whether it's rental income or net operating income. Essentially, if a company is able to increase their rents, if they're able to increase their profitability on a particular property, then that's a pretty good indication that it's a quality property. So in the case of Dream Industrial, it was up same property NOI, net operating income, was up marginally year to date about 1.7%, and was basically flat for the quarter. So not a horrible showing there, but not really anything that gets me super excited. The company's debt levels do look reasonable, I will say that for it, and its payout ratio is in the mid 80% range, which is also reasonable. One thing, however, that I will say about the payout ratio is that it did increase over the same time last year when it was in the 70 range, in the mid to high 70 range. So mid 80s, still good, but we don't want to see it keep going higher. Anything above 90% would start to look risky and more speculative to us. Now, the company, as I said, it does pay a nice yield of about 6.9%, but I would not chase yield. I would not advise investors to go around chasing high-yield companies. We would prefer a company that has a smaller yield but is growing its dividend or its distribution because they're growing their profitability on a per-share, per-unit basis. That's what we would like to see. A lot of companies with high yields have high payout ratios as well, and if those payout ratios are increasing, then those companies can be in a position where they would one day have to cut the dividend. I'm not saying that this is where Dream Industrial is heading, and I don't necessarily think that it's a bad company, but it isn't something that I would rush out to buy or recommend right now.
Thanks, Aaron. That's a great summary. And I think your point on Keystone's bias towards companies that or growing their dividend or dividend growers over time rather than just chasing yield is such a great point. Some people see like a 6 or an 8 or even a 10% yield and they think, wow, that's a company that I have to be invested in. And, we would much prefer a company that has a 4% yield that's growing that dividend at 15 or 20% every year. And, we see more growth in the share price in a situation such as that most often, and then you see that dividend growing over time. We would favor those type of situations over somebody who may see an attractive yield and chase that yield. We'd rather have a dividend grower over time. Now we move to our weekly dog